crown the cannonball's pain. We'll let the cannonballs rain. Watch them wash over you.
Our good friend Tara Lightfoot with a brand new track called A Good Sign. Tara lives out in the country, just in northeastern Ontario, is originally from Hamilton, and is one of the greatest guitar players and singers I've ever performed with. She can effortlessly hit a note and harmonize with you in a matter of seconds. Before that, Noreen Braun with Cannonball. That is a brand new release from Noreen. You can find her on the Apple playlist, Indigenous Now, where she has received amazing support from that DSP. I am Julian Taylor, and I'm going to play you something from one of my favorite rock and roll punk groups, Om Bigizzy. They were shortlisted for the Polaris Prize back in 2023, and this is an Anishinaabe Canadian band led by Daniel Monkman and Adam Sturgeon. I first ran into Adam years ago when I was a judge on the Imaginative Panel, which was an award that was given to an Indigenous writer or performer, artist, a couple years back. I don't think they've had that award for a little while, but it would be nice to see it come back. Here is Zibby by Om Bigizzy on the jukebox.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, Indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I
Oh yeah, baby. I Stand for Dominate. Bunny Wailer from 1967. Bunny's probably my favorite Wailer. I love Peter. I love Bob. But Bunny's just got that crazy toughness about him. And he's got those dreads that are as big as anybody's. I can't even think of what they're as big as. They're like anacondas. Anyways, I do send my love, my prayers, and my thoughts to all the folks in Jamaica as they prepare to battle for a huge storm that's coming their way. So let's put our hands together and think of them and hope that everybody's safe and sound out there. We have music coming up on the show, a song called Mrandil from an artist by the name of Jeffrey Gurumoyle. And Jeffrey Gurumoyle is an artist who hails from Australia. We've played him on the show before, and he's an indigenous artist from the land down under. We've got Irma on the show with Letter to the Lord. That's the name of the album, and the song is called I Know. And Irma is an incredible artist that I recently found. She's based in France, but also has Cameroonian descent in her blood, and is a strong singer-songwriter who was born in 1988 and has a diverse sound to them. So we're going to play that song momentarily. The Rural Alberta Advantage is back. Yes, brand new music from that group. And they've got a song on the show called Falling Apart. But before we get there, let's hear something from Ray Zaragoza. She did a collab with Ace Nobby a couple years ago. It's brilliant. And here she is on her own with a song that is pretty much for the times. Here's American Dream on the jukebox.
Choice, and it can start with you.
music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Proud of you. I know your time is precious, but give me just a second. I need to strengthen out with you. You blew my hopes and dreams away, and there is not a single day I don't feel the worst because of you.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Each year, for a week, we host Fund Drive, our annual fundraising campaign that augments our budget and supports our operations. It is thanks to you that we can rise higher and reach further.
This is Bird Note. As he trained to be an arborist, Thomas Pulsum started developing two new interests. The first was birds.
My favorite bird is a robin, robin redbreast in Europe. Because when you're digging, a little robin is always following you around looking for food, worms and grubs and all sorts of things that you're digging up.
The other was building with Lego bricks, after a dark age away from the toy while at university. And then Thomas found these interests colliding.
I wanted to build something related to my work, and I had a eureka moment, which was a robin landing on my fork handle. So I thought, right, I'm going to build a robin out of Lego.
After building that European robin, he built more bird models and a name for himself in the Lego community. To date, he's made more than 75 species. And in 2015, Thomas was one of the first LEGO fans to have his designs produced as an official set. It included a blue jay, a hummingbird, and, of course, a robin.
I was really chuffed, and I was invited to a LEGO store in London, and people were queuing up to get me to sign the box and everything. It was very surreal and an extremely proud moment of my life.
To see pictures of Thomas's delightful bird models, go to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
You're tuned in